What's next for the Do It Scared podcast? I know this random episode is coming to you a little out of the blue, but that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So buckle up, friends, because today I have got all sorts of good news.
Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love.
Hey guys, Ruth here, and I know it has been a little while since I've recorded any new episodes here on the Do It Scared podcast. But I did want to sort of hop in here and just let you know a little bit more about first what's been going on with me, but also what's next for this podcast, because this is literally a question that I get asked all the time. Are you ever going to bring back the Do It Scared podcast? Because I miss it so much. People tell me that all the time. So spoiler alert, in case you are short on time and just want me to get to the point, the short answer is yes, the Do It Scared podcast is coming back later this summer. And honestly, guys, I am so pumped. I can't even tell you. I'm so excited because the one thing I've really realized about myself, honestly, is that I love podcasting. I really do. I love it so much more than any other medium of content creation. And I create lots of content. I write books, I write podcasts, I do social media, right? I do all the things. But with podcasting, it's just different. And I love that you can go deep and you can have real conversations about important topics that actually matter. But before jumping right back into the podcast, as excited as I am, I've also been doing a lot of soul searching and a lot of deep thinking about what I really want the next iteration of this podcast to look like. And not just that, but also how I can actually fit it in to all the other things that I have going on, because I got a lot of things on my plate. And I want to do it justice. And I also want to just know how I can also focus on the subjects that I'm most passionate about. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about that. And so that is why, first, before I launch this podcast, I am actually going to be launching a brand new podcast specifically for the Thinlicious brand that's called Ditch the Carbs. So yes, the Do It Scared podcast is coming back, but I'm also going to be launching a whole other podcast that is specifically focused on health and weight loss for busy women over 40 that's called, like I said, Ditch the Carbs. So I will tell you more about that in just a little bit because I really am excited about that podcast as well. But first, I just wanted to back up a little bit and give you some context because you've been very patient with me, and I know I've been a little bit flaky with this podcast past couple of years. And so honestly, I just feel like I owe you some sort of explanation. So let me give you a little bit more of the backstory. So if you've been a longtime listener of the Do It Scared podcast, which you probably have, if you saw this random episode pop up on your feed, then you already know that this show has always been based on the idea of pushing past fear in order to create a life we love. That's what it's all about. And over the years, we've talked about achieving goals and overcoming obstacles and about taking action and about growing an online business. And I've also had the chance to just sit down with so many amazing people who have been doing it scared in their own lives. And I know that so many of these episodes have been really impactful on so many of you because you've told me that they have been. And honestly, many of these episodes and interviews that I've had the chance to do over the past few years have had a huge impact on my own life as well. But if you have been a longtime listener, you also know that at the end of 2020, in the midst of the pandemic, I decided to take a break from recording regular episodes here on the Do It Scared podcast. And, you know, there were a lot of reasons that went into that. At the time, I had made a lot of shifts in my business and really in my life and what I was focusing on and with where my priorities needed to be. And I just felt like I needed to take a little bit of a step back and focus my attention elsewhere. And, you know, during that time, I spent a lot of time reconnecting with my family and focusing on my health and just getting like plugged into my community and even into my faith, really reigniting my faith. And it was just a good, really important time in my life and really kind of a precious time, a time that I'm so grateful for because it just gave me such clarity on what actually matters. And then, as you may or may not remember, last year, after about 18 months of not recording any episodes, I out of the blue recorded a few more episodes just as I was relaunching my newest brand, Thinlicious. And honestly, it felt so appropriate for this podcast because I was literally doing it scared, launching this new business. And I still am. That has not changed. I am still doing it scared every single day. But when I recorded these episodes, I suddenly remembered just how much I love this, right? I was like, oh my gosh, podcasting. I'm so excited to be doing the podcast again because I love it. And I really did have such high hopes that I would be able to keep up with it and I'd be able to keep recording new episodes. But guys, here is the hard, honest truth. Launching a new business is no joke. It is no joke. I am telling you, if you've launched a new business, you know that it is no joke. And so somewhere along the way, despite all of my good intentions, I just got stretched to way too thin. There's no other way to say it. I was just trying to do all the things and create all the content for our TAS program and to also keep my other businesses and brands running and to manage my team and to hire new people and blah, 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 blah. Suffice to say, it was a lot. And so I really just needed to spend a little bit of time getting my crap together. There's no other way to put it. I needed to learn how to put on my CEO hat. I needed to learn how to start setting up each of my three main businesses to be able to run mostly on their own without me. And so I spent a lot of time last year, especially last fall, doing just that. Rather than having one team, which is what I've always had, right? One team that runs all three brands interchangeably, and we sort of shift focus as needed. I actually put together three separate teams, each with their own leader and their own leadership team, who really started to work on learning how to run each brand independently. And so for the most part, I tried to work on stepping out of the weeds, as I call it, right? Out of all of that day-to-day stuff that's required to run an online business, creating the content and the coaching and writing the emails and handling all the things. And as much as I could, I tried really hard to focus on more of the big picture stuff, casting vision and helping to create long-term goals and helping with big picture strategy and coaching my leaders so that they would know how to lead their respective teams. And in some ways, it was so fun stepping into that role, right? Being more of the CEO, because I actually love being a visionary. I love strategy and the big picture stuff. And I love coming up with new crazy ideas and kind of seeing everything from that bird's eye view, which is hard to do when you're in the weeds. And honestly, I know for the long term, this is actually what my team needs from me most. Because when I get down into the weeds, that's when stuff starts to get messy and when we start to lose sight of where we're going and what we want to accomplish as a company. But, and you know, there had to be a but coming, right? There were still a couple of tiny, tiny little problems with this new role that I was trying to carve out for myself. So the first big problem. Yeah, I won't say tiny problem. They were big problems. The first big problem is that I really, 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 really missed the connection. That's a huge thing for me. I mean, that's why I started my business in the first place, because I like connecting with people. I like having something to say and people to share it with. And so the more I stepped out of that day-to-day stuff, the further removed I sort of started to feel from the people that we actually serve in our business. And I kind of hate that. Because it's not that I don't care or that I don't want to be able to connect with people. It's just that sometimes there aren't enough hours in the day or enough of me to go around, which is a weird thing to say. But even though this podcast has never really been an income generator for my business, I've never done this podcast because it makes money. This podcast makes $0, in case you're wondering. It really has always felt like the easiest way to actually connect with people and to share my thoughts and to share my ideas in a way that feels totally real and authentic and natural. And I, even though that's not necessarily a monetary strategy, it is, to me, it's like a good business strategy in that it's the way to connect with people, right? That's amazing. And maybe this is going to just be like a little bit of a tangent here, but I don't feel like I get that on social media. I hate social media. I hate it so much. It always, to me, just feels like fake and superficial and just like, you know what I mean? And now all those reels and on Instagram and the TikToks and that whole scene of having to worry about engagement and the number of likes that you're getting and to be constantly posting, frankly, I just find that exhausting and I hate it. I really, really hate it. And so if you actually follow my personal account on Instagram, you could probably sense the fact that I hate it, that ambivalence, because I'll go on a kick and I'll like post a bunch of stuff for a few days and I'll share stories and reels and whatever. And then I'll like totally exhaust myself and I'll go dark, usually for like months at a time. And as any social media expert will tell you, that is definitely not a good strategy for engagement, because you're supposed to be consistent and you're supposed to do all the things. And just that word engagement, I feel like makes me want to vomit, because engagement is not the same thing as connection. You know what I mean? But podcasting isn't like that. It's this chance to go deep and to explore real topics and to share complete thoughts, not just snippets, and to discuss real feelings about things that actually matter and to talk about real experiences that lead to real breakthroughs. And podcasting is just a place where I feel like I can be me. Like, love me or hate me, here I am. So let's just chat, right? Let's just sit down and have a conversation. And so I really started missing that connection. So that was definitely the first issue and something that I've really been grappling with. Like, how do I run my businesses but still have an opportunity to connect with people in an authentic way? But the second issue was more of a leadership thing. You see, two of my three big brands are very well-established brands that have been going for a long time. That's, you probably connected with me through one of those brands originally. And I started Living Well, Spending Less way back in 2010, basically back in the dark ages of blogging. And we have had almost 14 years at Living Well, Spending Less to make that brand what it is today, which is really just an amazing resource for women who need to get a better system for organizing their lives. And not only that, I've actually spent the last 2 years really training and mentoring that team and getting that brand to a place where they can run it almost entirely without my day-to-day involvement. They have so many well-established resources and products and just so much to build on. They're able to do their own coaching. They're able to do their own workshops and trainings and all sorts of stuff. Like, they don't really need me that much. And it's largely the same with Elite Blog Academy. I created EBA way back in 2014, almost 10 years ago, and have honed and refined that system that we teach there so well that I honestly don't know how much more there is that I can personally do to make that brand better. Like, they've already unloaded my entire brain when it comes to how to build an online business, and it's in there and we teach it. And that team has been, the team running that brand has been working with me forever. They've all been with me for many years. And at this point, I think they understand how to coach and mentor our students probably even better than I do. And frankly, they just do a great job. Our students in EBA are absolutely crushing their online businesses. They're seeing such good results at a pace faster than we've ever seen before, simply because that team is so good at guiding them through. They know exactly how to guide them through. So basically, what do I do for EBA? Well, I get to strategize with that team once a week. We have a strategy session, and I also do some high-level coaching in our Activate coaching program once a month, which I really love with more of my advanced students. But other than that, they're basically like, stay out, Ruth, we got this. And they really do. I feel like our EBA program has never been better. They do not need me. But Thinlicious is kind of a different story, right? Thinlicious is celebrating its 1 year anniversary just today. And it is still a baby. It is brand new. It is something that is totally different than anything we've ever done before. We don't yet have the depth of content and the experience the other two brands have, and we're still learning and growing and totally figuring it out in a lot of different ways. And what I realized after trying to step back is that maybe I tried to step out of Thinlicious a little bit too soon. Basically, Thinlicious still needs Mama Ruth because it's just this sweet little baby, maybe now like almost a toddler with so much to still figure out. Isn't being a business owner fun? You get to make all the mistakes in real time, and then you get to figure out how to fix them. So suffice to say, I had a pretty big aha moment a few months ago, and I realized that while my long-term goal for my business is to still have three independent brands that can operate basically without me in the day-to-day, I also cannot rush the process of that. Because when I try to rush the process and step out too soon, that only actually leads to more problems. And so I have sort of stepped back in as the team leader for Thinlicious, but still with an awesome leadership team to help back me up, right? We work together, we work collaboratively. This is definitely not a one-woman show. There's so many people behind the scenes helping to do all the things. And yet, it still kind of is my baby. So it still needs me. So what does that actually mean for my time? Well, now I'm spending a lot more of my time working on original content for the Thinlicious brand, as well as leading my team and setting goals and priorities and guiding our coaches and just making sure that we are staying focused on the important things that are going to get us where we want to go. Because we have huge goals for Thinlicious, like huge. We have a huge vision. We have a huge plan. I'm so excited about it. And I just know that I have to be a little bit more involved in that. Because when you own a business, you know, especially an online business, or even if you're like most people and you have a lot going on in your life, then you know that at any given point in time, there are always way more things to do than you could ever possibly have time for. And so you have to prioritize. And that is what I'm working on every single day. But I think I'm starting to just ramble at this point. So I guess I should probably try to get to the point of this episode, which really is twofold. So first, like I mentioned at the beginning of this long ramble, the Do It Scared podcast is coming back later this summer. Because y'all, I got some things to say. The thing is, though, the stuff that I want to talk about, the topics that are truly on my heart, I feel like they honestly go way beyond just doing it scared and overcoming fear. In this post-pandemic world that we're in, there's so much just about life that I want to explore, about what it means to be happy and healthy and the best, most authentic version of yourself. I want to be able to talk about overcoming depression and how that has played out in my life, and about leadership and how I've set my company up to run mostly without me, and about relationships and about friendship and about contentment and about purpose. And I want to be able to talk about the fact that it's okay to not have it all together, and that sometimes it's okay to not actually know what you want. I want to be able to share my faith journey and my favorite books and all the places in the world I still want to go. I want to talk about dealing with teenagers and embracing life after 40 and my deep love of all things Harry Potter or something like that. But I guess what I really, really want to talk about is the fact that we only get one life, and it's up to us to make it what we want to be. This isn't the practice round, right? And yet so many of us are just walking around waiting for it to begin. So I want to talk about how to fully embrace everything that you are and everything that you have right now in this moment, while still holding space for something wonderful in the future, right? Embracing where you are right now doesn't mean that you can't also hold space for amazing things yet to come. And so to me, that goes so far beyond just doing it scared. It even made me wonder, at least for a minute, if it might be time for a name change. It felt like maybe this could be like a fresh start for a new season of the podcast and for this new season of my life and my business. But then, having hopefully learned a few painful lessons about rushing into things too quickly, I decided to just sit with it for a little while. And I decided to, you know, talk to people. I asked for advice from a lot of really smart friends. And I also asked you guys for your thoughts and advice. And well, almost everyone I talked to was really excited about the thought of bringing back the Do It Scared podcast. Pretty much no one was in favor of changing the name. So many people were like, why would you change that? I love that name. And I think that it encompasses everything that you want it to. So don't change the name. And so I sat with that feedback and I thought about it and I prayed about it. And ultimately I came to the decision that the name is fine. And that means that the Do It Scared podcast will live on. But 2 months from today, on Tuesday, August 1st, I will be launching season 2. And so as of right now, my plan is to continue just releasing one new episode a week. I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to promise too much. I don't want to go crazy. So every Tuesday I will launch one new episode, and you know, like before, these episodes will be a mix of standalone shows where I share my own thoughts and then in-depth interviews with really awesome people. And just in case you're worried that I'm suddenly going to start rambling on and on and on about nothing like I sort of did today, I promise you that I won't. Okay. I promise you there will still be plenty of practical takeaways. I am nothing if not a little bossy sometimes, as all my friends will tell you. But if you can't already tell, I am so incredibly excited for this new direction of the podcast. I'm so excited to be able to start connecting with you again in this way. It has just been far too long. So, once again, Do It Scared Season 2 is officially launching on August 1st. So friends, get ready. But in the meantime, I'm also going to have a brand new podcast for you to listen to. And that's going to be starting much sooner. It's going to actually be starting on Monday, June 5th. Yes, just a few days from now. It's called Ditch the Carbs. And like I said earlier, it's going to be the place where I can focus totally on important topics specifically related to health and wellness for women over 40. And so over there, I'm going to be diving into things like gut health and cholesterol and those new weight loss drugs that everyone keeps talking about. And I'll also be talking to a lot of different health experts, as well as inspiring real women about their own weight loss journeys. Honestly, it will probably remind you a lot of this podcast, because obviously I'm the same person, except the topics will be much more specifically health and wellness focused. So chances are, if you like the variety of this podcast and you're a woman over 40, you're going to like that one a lot too. And hey, at least it's something to tide you over, right? So you will be able to find that podcast as of today on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can just search for Ditch the Carbs, or you can search for Ruth Sukup, and it should come right up. There's even a little welcome episode that you can listen to that went live today as well. And then on Monday, 5 days from now, on June 5th, I will be kicking off the show with 4 brand new episodes being released on one day. So you'll be able to get a real taste of what types of episodes that you'll be able to look forward to. And I even if you're not super interested in that topic, I do hope that you will check it out and let me know what you think and give it a try. And then as far as this podcast goes, if you are already a subscriber of the Do It Scared podcast, then you don't have to do anything. You'll already be subscribed to the show and you'll see new cover art show up on your feed on August 1st, along with a couple of brand new episodes for the start of what I'm calling season 2. And in case you're wondering, you'll still, of course, be able to access all the old episodes. They're not going anywhere. You'll still be able to see those in your feed. And if you're a new listener, then I do encourage you to take a minute to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you like to listen, so that you'll be able to be notified as soon as those first couple of episodes are available. You got it? All right, good. Guys, I know this was a lot of information all at once and a lot of the backstory, but before I do go today, I want to say that I'd love to hear from you. I always love hearing from you. So if you have any topics that you want to see covered on season two of the Do It Scared podcast, or any guests that you would like to see interviewed, or if you just want to let me know your thoughts on this update, please feel free to, you can DM me on Instagram at RuthSukup, or you can email me at ruth@ruthsukup.com. And if you are as excited about this podcast coming back as I am, then please do me a huge favor and help spread the word by sharing it with your friends. In the meantime, I will see you over at the Ditch the Carbs podcast on June 5th, and then back here 2 months from now on August 1st. I will catch you then.